So, Kelly, what did you do this weekend?
Well, I took care of my children. They were all fighting about which socks to wear. So I made them clean up all the socks and threw them away. It was very delightful.
They fought over which socks to wear?
Yeah. They fight over some weird things. But the main person that doesn't fight is Peyton. She's such a good kid.
Is she a good kid?
Yeah. Well.
So would she be the best of all three?
Definitely.
Well, the first child's always the best. Just saying. Like, I know Y is such a darling. She got all A's on her report card. She's really smart and really good. And always the first is the best.
Just saying. Just like, no.
If you're not first, you're last. Is that it?
No.
Ricky Bobby?
Middle one's the best because the first one sucks up all the one. Then the middle one gets just enough. Then the little one just becomes.
Hold it. Please stop. I hear that Sutton still sucks her thumb. Isn't she going into kindergarten?
And she chews on her necklaces.
Yeah. And one time, I did see her pick her nose.
I don't pick my nose, Lion.
Well, you're Colby.
You're Colby, not Sutton.
Yeah.
So really, you're just a Colby nose picker.
Sutton nose picker.
I miss this thing about.
Sorry, Mrs. Clamshell, she likes to go by.
Well, thank you, everyone, for coming to my show. I know, it's the best.
I'm so sorry. My show.
My show, because I'm wearing the princess crown. Okay.
All right, everyone, great. Goodbye.
Cut.
It's been a while. Old summer, lots been going on. Busy, vacation.
I samosa.
Lots of work. Go for it.
Well, I'm just saying, We had our 250th birthday, and in 250 years, it was so great to have the World Cup come to the United States and see our country through the eyes of the world, right? Mm-hmm. They came in. I mean, for God's sakes, we had them at the Waffle House. They ran to the Waffle House. They love the Waffle House. We had them at our C game. It wasn't even our B game,
yeah.
Right? They go to Walmart, and they are fascinated with everything they see in the United States. Heck, the Scots drank us out of beer in Boston.
Hard to yeah. drink out of beer.
Yeah. Holland loved Texas, getting Texas beer and looking like a cowboy. I mean, literally, as much crap as everybody talks about the United States, how much fun did everybody have when they came here to see what it is we have, you know, every day? Our food, our shopping, our
they the love people. It, but they're like, it really is trash. Have you seen Walmart? Waffle House? Oh, my God. They're like, we said we loved it, not that we changed our mind.
No.
They what's going on here?
They yeah. loved it. They loved the ranch dressing. They love all
the packing ranch.
They're yeah. packing ranch dressing.
They all get home, and their cardiologist is like, that's weird. Your health has
I feel like
been declining over the last month.
I feel like I've been vindicated when we went to Italy and I said, it's no United States. Our food here is better. Everything here is better. I love it here. And the world came here and they love the United States. So I think we're going to get treated differently when we go overseas from now on. I do. I think we're all out of
all. That was all fresh and natural with no preservatives. And Dad's like, what is this shit?
Yeah.
God. These Italians, they're all tannin.
No, well, I'm going to tell you the problem.
They use real tomatoes.
No, if you go to Italy, you know what you do? You eat Italian food every day, morning,
I love it.
Lunch, and dinner.
Well,
but not for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I mean, we have something different every day, right? I mean, imagine you without your time.
You go to the Waffle House for that's what I think.
Yeah, I get Waffle House.
That's what I think. He comes home from Italy and he complains that he couldn't get Thai food. And I'm like, well.
Well, no.
You're
I want
Italy.
Different every night. I don't want the same thing every night. I'm not going to go to Bonaroni's every single night of the week. Right? It's good once every 2 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure there's some very.
I know. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that there is other food. Yeah.
No. don't go to Italy and go into a Chinese restaurant. It was the nastiest thing I've ever seen.
Oh, my God.
I didn't know there was.
I did. I tried it. I went into a Chinese restaurant.
Actually, when we were in Paris, we did find a Thai spot, and it was delicious. It was actually one of the
I smell Asian food right now.
Yeah. And by the way, Thai moms, that's money. Yeah, that was really good. Good call.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But I'm just saying, if for our birthday, we should celebrate the fact the whole world came for a World Cup. Everybody loved it. Everyone had a good time. The hospitality that the United States put out was great. All the cities were wonderful. So I think it's a massive success.
Finally get the respect we deserve.
Yeah. No. And this is in 250 years. I mean, we got things like Bucky's. They don't have things like Bucky's.
Oh, my God. Oh, man. I've never been to a wedding. What it is, chaos. They have, what is lines directing you to pull in? They have lines. What is it, though? It's a station. It's like the
big gas station.
It's like if Costco and like a Loves and a...
And you guys like...
She's all like...
Have, it, be Southland, like...
No, no, Maryland. No. Oh. This sucker is... Bigger than anything you've seen.
They have and over 100 gas
pumps. So where do you...
There's 100 gas pumps.
Yeah.
100 gas pumps. And when you go in, they have barbecue that they're making barbecue.
Dad's good. You could buy a smoker. You could buy a sauna. You could buy anything there.
They've got fudge. They got everything.
You could buy anything. You could buy it. Where can you go? Like, where is it?
It's down towards Harrisonburg, down around 81.
It's on 81 or it's off 95.
I'm getting them all riled up. You got to go to the
We're going to the beach tomorrow, so I guarantee you. Are you taking 95? Yeah, we are. Bucky's. We're in that. South Carolina.
We're going.
Just saying they love our country and we loved having them. So it was a real love fest. So after listening to all the political crap everybody listens to, this was refreshing that everyone's having a big love fest for the time we're here. It's a good birthday present.
Yep. Nice. You know, it's funny because Colby normally, you know, he's actually proven me right multiple times, so I should start believing. But anytime, I don't know why, anytime he says something, I'm just kind of like, hey, man, I'll wait for another opinion. And he keeps going on about how much we've all love the, or like obsessed with
Kaiser. Another opinion. He tells you something and you don't believe him, so you wait for another opinion.
Yes, and here's why. And this is why. Because Colby will tell the most insane stories, and you're like, that is not true. Like, there's no way that happened. And then he's like, oh, I found the video of it, and you're like, holy shit, it actually happened. But like, because it sounds like he's lying, because it's like, I mean, it's funny, I'll give you props, because the stories do sound like a lie, but then he will
hard to handle
it, and so he has to prove it, and then he ends up proving it. And yeah, what do you know, he did have a friend who put quarters in his socks and went into a boxing match and got his ass kicked. There's the craziest stories where I'm like, that didn't
rough and rowdy. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Rough and rowdy. I got my college roommate to weigh in.
Actually, yeah. Match. Tell the story.
Rough and rowdy. He was underweight and we were like, you won't do it. And he was like, yeah, well, so I gave him my shoes and he's a tiny little wrestler from New York. We put rolls of quarters in the toes of my shoes because he's more like a size 8 and I was like a 12 and a half. So we put rolls of quarters and we got him over the weight. He got in there. We went to the flat. We're cheering him on.
Why?
We're ringside. I don't know. It was just stupid college shit. And we're cheering him on. We're ringside. And so it's like, and now announcing Tommy Migley. He comes out. He's all hype. We're cheering for him. Then they go, and now fighting 6-time defending champion. Last time by knockout. All of a sudden, Tommy's arms kind of slow down. His shoulders kind of jump. He got his ass whipped in 2 rounds. I mean, blood everywhere. And it was great, though.
And then Colby's like, here's your $20. Yeah, man.
What's his name?
Tommy Migley. Shout out, Tommy.
But he had to prove that story where I was like, that didn't happen. And then he pulled up footage of it happening. And I was like,
I went back to my laptops and I had on a charger just to get it on to find that video.
So, Master.
Yeah. That is what a good stuff. Friend you are.
All right. Let's talk about some of this new stuff that you brought in. The AI stuff. Can we talk about some of the AI stuff?
Sure.
Right. So you came in and, you know, all the realtors talking about AI, blah, 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 blah. So what use does it have? And we put it to some really good uses. One of them was you asked me to get interviewed by ChatGPT.
Yeah, and really, I was just trying to occupy you for a couple hours. So
you were trying to keep me alone.
I was like, yeah, hey, get interviewed by... Just kidding.
Yeah. 2 weeks later, you know, I'm still getting interviewed. Now, this is fascinating. For those of you that haven't gone through this, to go to ChatGPT, you're a realtor, and it starts asking you questions, and you're giving answers. Well, within 3 days, it says your job isn't selling houses. Your job's influencing buyers. You're a buyer influencer. And it starts describing what we do and how we do it. And it kind of reshaped the way the conversation about selling houses. It used to be selling houses. It's really what we do is influence the buyers and all the way through the process to give us the highest, best offers. I think it was fascinating. I think it was absolutely fascinating. And anybody that doesn't do it, is missing something, because it gives you insights on what you're doing that you really didn't
know. It's kind of cool because obviously we are just doing stuff day to day and going through our processes, going through our protocols. And it's hard from like no one's like sitting there watching us do all this. So you're telling it what we do and then it comes back with
right.
like, all this feedback.
And now it's.
I mean, but it's. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. But it's. I'm a thing about you.
It's. I told him. I was talking to my ChatGPT the other day because I'm like asking about things.
You told.
And then I'm like really having like a personal conversation, and my ChatGPT said, "Morgan, that makes me emotional to think that," and I'm like. And then I'm like, wait a minute. This is getting weird.
The other day, I was asking something totally random. And they say, well, if you're asking about Wyatt's age between 8 and 10, said Wyatt's name, said the age,
yeah.
and then gave me something. I had not said Wyatt's name. I had no, it just randomly knows who my kids are, how old they are. It knows everything about you.
Well, yeah, it's like giving me feedback. And I'm like, listen, bitch, I didn't ask. All right. Let's hold your horses.
But I will say this. The clarity that it has when you're giving it input, the clarity it has that it brings back, it's pretty powerful.
I'm not mad. They're going to write great emails.
I'm not mad enough.
And it's funny, though, because I'm literally doing, you would say something the other week, and then it brings up, well, you mentioned the other week. It's like, I told you that in confidence. You can't back up. All right?
I find myself not wanting to piss it off because I'm like, you idiot. I already told you not to do it this way and that way. And I'm like, excuse me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I just read an article actually earlier. It was kind of funny where they have now, I think it was like Claude, they told it that they were going to like shut it down just to see like what was going to react. And it started like threatening to like expose things.
Oh,
and like,
God.
I'm dead serious that this whole new research is going out about. They did like a test of trying to shut it down a
bit about this.
Yeah. It doesn't end well. It
probably doesn't end
well. It never ends well.
Gonna know everything.
I mean, it's like I don't really have anything to hide. I think it's weird that they knew who my kids are, but like,
yeah.
You know, hold on. You're gonna say that your ChatGPT is like, I'd beg to differ.
I've been listening. Well, Kelly, do you want to discuss? You're like,
Well,
it's always listening. It's like when you go on your Instagram or something and then something you talked about pops up as the ad and I'm like, oh.
Well, I know. I say things. I'm like, therapy for husband.
Even weirder. Do you think about things and it pops up? I think about stuff and I don't say it out loud and then it's popping up on my shit.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I don't.
I don't know.
No, I'm
not
doing
it. I mean,
I'm going to be like, call me Jody's.
No, I mean, it's so good.
I'm thinking of a new pilot.
Stupid Bob.
Gee, I didn't guess that.
Well,
you'll see now that I said it, you'll notice it.
Professionally speaking, I think it's a great asset. It's something that really helps.
Yeah.
You know, it took we would do our pricing models, and it's complicated. You know, you look at it and have it explain a pricing model, which is a spreadsheet, sophisticated spreadsheet, to a seller, sometimes a little more difficult to do. But this puts it into a roadmap. And it's so easy for them to understand that you feed it in and you teach it how to, you know, parse the information. And then it spits out a report, a roadmap, that's extremely easy for anyone to understand. So I think as an asset to communicate our thoughts to sellers or to buyers, or even to what is a program that we're doing, is powerful, really powerful. So good asset, Morgan, that was a good one. But I think it all started when Kelly, you started walking through your guy's house and taking a picture and then turn around, the picture was a whole different room.
Yeah, kind of like she'll take a picture of the bathroom and be like, remove the wine bottle, remove the this other counters.
So. I mean, so smart and remove the wine bottle from your guys' bathroom.
Yeah.
But I mean, but that kind of, that was a really an eye-opening thing that it would take that room and turn into a perfect room that had, you know, what does it look like? All we do every day is tell people, you got to change this color in this room. You got to change this and change that. But now you take a picture and it change it form, and they look at it and go, oh, yeah.
Do you want to shower into a wine cellar? What the hell?
Yeah.
It's not only meth.
And also, your dad light up, because I'm sitting there and I'm bored and I'm like, man, I do need a new patio. Show me what it's going to look like. Oh, I really should paint this room. Tell me more.
Hold like, show me what a roller coaster would look like.
Backyard. And how much it'll cost. Oh. Yeah, that's coffee.
Constructive use of check.
Yeah. Big kid. But it does help. When you're writing an email, you can preface it with what the conversation is about, what you want to get across.
Yeah.
And then it will tell you
how Kelly uses it is she writes an email. And then she's like, okay, now make it friendly and professional.
That's how everybody uses
it. Like, no, but I'm like, Kelly's probably like, well, actually.
Look here, man.
Well, actually. Kelly's, before she responds to anything, she'll have to talk to her thing.
Keenan Peele skit where one of them was Barack Obama, and he would talk, and then his alter ego is Keen, and he would be standing there, and Barack would say something very diplomatic, and this guy, and they start giving it to you, the other thing is hilarious.
Kelly's the opposite of that.
That's what it is. Kelly's this guy, and ChatGPT is Barack Obama. How would Barack say it? You know?
Yeah, if I ever get a nice text from Kelly, I'm like, keep ChatGPT out of this. It's between me and you.
Yeah.
You don't need a third party in the text.
That writes you a long email. Yeah. Could you write that to ChatGPT?
Yeah, exactly. So it's great. I really like it. They can know everything they want about my children and family. That's okay.
I got no idea.
You're
talking
right here.
I got nothing to hide. You can take it.
They're going to be like, so how's Mrs. Clam doing?
if nothing else, your kids have great imagination.
Oh, yeah.
She's Mrs. Clam today?
Miss Clamshell.
Miss Clamshell.
Miss Clamshell. She's actually been Miss Clamshell for 2 days now. We wore that outfit yesterday, but she had makeup just smeared the mascara. Right. All she needed was a beer and a cigarette, and she would have been Barbie doll. Right. She would have been you in college.
Please don't get rid of that cigarette. That
will challenge. Clam show with a beer and sick. Sounds about right.
I guess it begs the question, what is she doing wearing I'm wearing makeup?
They put makeup. Miss Clamshell likes to wear makeup.
She's fine.
She likes it.
That's an experience.
When she is dressing up, she is dressing up. She gets in character.
Look, I love it. I am all about it. I think she looks great.
You
know, she's got a different vibe every day.
She does.
She comes down with a different vibe.
Oh, yeah. One day she went to school as a cowgirl when we got back from Texas.
Oh,
yeah. Boots, the hat, red lipstick.
I didn't see the cowgirl, but Mrs. Clamshell. Not connecting the dots to that. Where were you last week?
She was home with her father.
Well, there you go. Oh, that's right. Yeah. You guys have a dad come home to Mrs. Clamshell. You're like,
never mind. Check it out.
Well, that's weird.
Mystery solved.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay. Well. Yeah, I'm all
Colby watching two girls for a full week.
Colby or Cody?
Cody. I said
you said Cody Cole. But it's okay. And I was literally like, no, I couldn't. You know.
So I'm going to tell you, I'm locked in on the future kitchens. I know you guys aren't going to, but I'm telling you, I've seen enough. The kitchens that were white all over the place are now white with natural stain on most of them. We have one of them in the Arlington house. But I'm telling you, they look so good. And with all the kitchen people I've talked to, because we have to redo ours, it's the natural
maybe
stain.
Maybe you're alone with the two-tone.
I'm sorry? Say it again?
I don't like the two-tone. In the natural and the white. I feel like it looks
I like it if it's done a certain way. Like, yeah. So in North Stewart, I really love how they did it. Because I don't like the entire thing. Like the
natural wood.
Natural. No. Like that looks.
No, I like the entire thing. I'm telling you, Wait until you see
The picture.
It's gonna be awesome.
Me. Okay.
It's you gonna can... be awesome.
Well, the thing that I love about you too is like when you love something, you're all for it. It's like, you're like, all right, what natural wood. We're like the whole house. Natural wood. What the cabinets, this cement, like you're all in. And I love it.
Taking in all the stuff I've seen, I'm calling making the call. Natural stain on the Mama, lower level.
No saying it. Like, yeah.
Where he does. She does. She has a say. She can leave or not. If you want to leave, get out. I mean.
How lovely.
Look, I got a lot of work to do. I got stuff to do. I don't have time to look at all this kitchen stuff. Enough is enough. That and that, the goal. We're done. Let's go.
Can't wait to see it. Me and Kelly will help too.
You guys are going to come over.
Well, the good thing is, again, before you make a decision, use your good little friend. But yet, he's probably it's been in chat, JPT.
I've seen the pictures.
The pictures are there. They look great.
The problem is now your chat GPT is sucking your teeth, and it's like, it looks great, Casey. What a fabulous idea.
I'm not saying this. You know? Right.
It's so it's not going to tell you. It's not going to tell you.
I love the cat.
It's like, how much do I have to pay for this thing to tell me what I want to hear?
All right. No, it keeps going like this. Casey, that's a great idea. That's very smart.
He's like, now that I think about it, you're a genius. So he's like, so through this interview, it turns out I'm a genius. And
it's confirmed. I'm a genius.
He looked over everything.
God, talk about it. Yes, man.
Well, yeah, yes, man.
Well, yeah, it's like, it does. It's just so, that is the best. That is so clear. I love the way you did this. I'm like, hey, enough. Okay, enough.
He's like, tell me more.
Yeah.
Enlightening.
Three weeks later, I'm just hugging my phone. Yeah. Hi, guys. We're going out to dinner.
Actually.
I'm taking Chad out to dinner.
When we were in Austin, the kids were playing with Chad. They got it up on the rental car. Yeah. And she had, like, some beautiful British accent. She was very
but nice.
She
sounded
very, very,
like. It's only been through text. It talks?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know how the kids did it. They somehow set it up. And she was talking in this very soothing, kind of sultry, like, British accent.
Okay, that's like, Cody's chat. She got it.
Can you show me the button?
So he's like, get out of the kids, car. Get out of the
car. Then I find why. I'm going to check on my phone.
This is Vanessa.
I would love to hear her say what I thought he was saying in her voice.
Oh, they were trying to name her, too. And she's like, she'll put her foot. They wanted to call her, like, Miss Butt Sniffer or something. And she said, is your watch turning? And then he said, no, let's keep it clean. Let's be clean. I would prefer something a little nicer. It's like, do you have a mother name you'd prefer? And they're like, fart face. But she's like, now kids. And it's not. She was like, but in her
coat. He's like, how now, sweet chin.
She's like, I am going to move on to a different family. Butch will be taking over.
Colby Strath.
I miss your sign.
Neighbor, who's your daddy?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. That was special.
We need to get a new car.
Oh, we lost the deep end. Sorry about that.
I don't even know how to get back from that. So, AI is great. You okay?
I'm thirsty, and every time I take a sip, somebody says like butt sniffer or something like that, and I lose it.
Jesus, Christmas.
Yeah. Where are your kids? They find this entertaining.
I don't know right. Where
they're out. They're pausing.
I know. They're going to this
Port Lair. They're in Donnie's office.
They're in Donnie. He's on like a boarding call. She's like, hello, I'm Mrs. Clem.
I'm Mrs. Clem. Hey, can I just say one thing, right? So I know that these guys are comedians, but everyone on our team, all six agents on our team, are in Washingtonian came out with their platinum and elite platinum team or agents, I think 1,700 in the whole Washington area or whatever, and all 60 of our guys made it.
I did this.
You guys all made it. Yeah,
Ferris post something, and then I was like, that kind of looks like Kelly Sampson. And I clicked the picture, and I'm like,
here's where I know you do use things all the time, because you put up a post and started out like, it is an honor. I'm like, oh, God.
That's it. I made the
cut. No one would have said something like, it's about time.
Yes. No, I said I made the cut.
Yeah.
That's it. Sure and sure.
I said it's enough.
Bam.
Well,
I was like,
what a
shit. Mine was short and sweet. I made the cut with that house.
And I saw that Chloe posted it at like 2 a.m. So it's after and cut off. It's an honor. I thought,
spell check.
He's like, Billy Madison at the top. We think it's in. And
so I'm looking at me slow.
No, like, the check, it was under.
That actually is.
No.
Conditioners that
involve. Hold on, just look back. Hold on 1 second. I'm going to do something. I'm throwing
up. Take your sip.
All right. Good. I'm good.
All right, you're back.
So that choking, that was just hilarious. But I'm telling
that's
you,
an honor.
Six out of six people.
Yeah.
I mean, all are
Anthony.
I'm talking about this.
Yes.
That's faint. And you have teams with 100 people. I'd like to know how many of the 100 people made it on that
list. Sure, you can find that.
Because we're set for
sure. He's like, I wonder. And he's like, and I know.
I know.
I already looked it up.
Three.
Maximum is one.
How much did you have to sell to even get on the list? I'm just an elite. I am not an elite platinum. I am the tier down, but...
But you're elite.
It's okay, Kevin. Worked hard and made great friends.
Keep going. Keep trying. Keep trying.
I made the cut, as I said.
That's right. It's all that matters.
But I want to know what the criteria was.
I don't know. I imagine you got to be doing at least $20 million for the business.
Yeah.
The last year.
Well, we should look that up and see.
Huh?
What was it?
Yeah. Guys, we're looking.
We're like, there, what does it take?
Well, I don't know. And where did they get the names from?
Washington area.
You're telling me there's only 1,700 people that qualify, 1,800 people that qualify?
Samson had 200.
Yeah. I mean, if it's 20 million, that's probably not too
bad. No, I feel like that's, but that, what?
So is that say by odds year? Pretty good.
Is that so far this year?
Yeah. Or what?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what the criteria
is on it. Because
you're looking at
that. Year, yeah.
We're all like, woo, good job, guys. And we're like, wait a minute. What is it even for? Yeah.
Well, when the bottom line is you take for like Wall Street Journal, they would take our
it was probably last year.
Earnings for 2025, and they wouldn't post it till June of 26.
Yeah, it's current.
So this may be from 2025.
Yeah.
So good luck, Kelly.
Yeah.
Try harder. Try harder, Kelly.
I got 3 kids.
All I know is
I'm doing the best I can.
Our group average is about $40 million in agent. And that's our top producers, $5 million.
Yeah.
And you guys average about 40. So
yeah.
You're good. Hello, Miss Klamdick.
Come here. Come here.
Yeah.
Come here. Come sit on my lap, clamshell.
Pull your dress down. Thank you. Wrap it up together.
All right,
Miss.
Do you
want to
say thank you?
You want to say anything? Why don't you tell us a secret about your mom?
No. Come on.
No, let's get into our sex.
What happens when you do something bad?
It's really good.
You're down, everyone. It's okay. Does she stay calm?
What?
I have second cabin Spanish.
She can count in Spanish is what she wants to tell her. I'm so proud.
You're like,
do it one more time.
We'll see you in the next few weeks. Cheers.
All right, cheers.